I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love.
See him, don't you? Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. It is good to be here in the middle of the week.
Amen.
So let's just get right on into our thought tonight of what I want to try to present, just a little something to the church for us to think on, and then move on from there. But if you'd like to turn in your scriptures, turn to Isaiah 59, and we'll read from verse 19 and 21, okay? Just pray one for another to the Lord to bless and lead in all things. We're in a horrible day and a horrible time, but God is still the same.
Amen.
So that's what we should be thinking about those things, amen? Father, we thank you for a night and a time that we could gather together, and we ask you now to just bless each one and just forgive our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, help us to walk in you. Let your love and your grace be, Lord, sufficient for everything, and we know it is. Guide each one. Remember the sick among us, Lord. Remember Brother Dick there, Lord, and just deliver him out of that. And be with Sister Gail there in the hospital room, having to stay with him all the time, Lord. And we just pray that you would be with him and give her strength and courage in you and just bless. And remember Brother Al and Sister Anna, Lord, and for Brother Collie and all. He's doing good and getting good reports and things, so we praise you and thank you. Have your way now and guide us as we read your word. You come on the scene and just take control in Jesus' name. Amen. So we'll go to verse 19. This is a kind of a background. I'm just using it as an insert to pick up the point from the scripture that we were using, but really what it is, it's the telling of the things and all like that, and it's bragging about Israel in the natural, which is Israel in the spiritual, to you and I and all, and it's coming down to and says this: so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion. Now, if you'll go to Romans 11, 26, you'll see that it says the Redeemer comes out of Zion. The out of Zion, which is the bride. Here is to Zion, which is coming to our way and bringing it toward the bride. You know, and it says, they shall come to Zion, and to them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed. Look at that promise. Saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. Thank everybody for praying for us about our shoulder. They got me free and turned me loose yesterday and said I could go back to working. And the only problem was I forgot to ask him. He didn't say I could work, but that's Nanny shaking her head wrong. But I wound up putting a barbed wire fence up and doing that yesterday after coming back from the doctor getting free. So, you know, I must be wiggling pretty good and doing all right. I still got some tingling, but thank God for the whole thing. We just appreciate him. All right. Thank you. Now, what we want to do tonight, I want to just kind of make this a little instructive message. And to make it to me, I'm trying to make it the time element right now. All right. Now, we know that we're in a drastic time around the world. All right. Everything's falling apart. It looks like it's all just going, you know. And, you know, the sicknesses and the things that are there. And the way that you look at it, you think about it, something must be going wrong somewhere or right. So I believe we're in the right place. Now, that's my whole point. If you don't get nothing for tonight, get that point. I was asked a question the other day, kind of, you know, what was my thoughts and what was I thinking, you know, in respect of the message? And I said, I've always been positive. I've always dwelt on that side. And I said, that's where I am now. Positive. I told my wife on the way up to church today, really, I don't mean rejoicing because of the bad things. Don't misunderstand me in our minds. Don't think that I'm trying to say, well, I'm not glad for sicknesses. I'm not glad for bad economy. I'm glad for all of this. But we ought to be glad that we know that we've stirred up at least the devil enough to make him want to come down after. But now he's not coming after just us. He's coming after everybody. There's your key. To me, I don't believe this is the end of all things in another month or whatever. It may be. And if it is, praise God. All right? That's all right. That's no problem. But we've always been in that basis. But I know, and I believe honestly, this is the beginning of the end. This is the part that's going to take us on all the way to, you know, to where we can get out of here. And we should rejoice. Not, as I said, now don't think I'm saying rejoice because of bad things going wrong. No, rejoice because we're here. We're here. We're at a point. That's why I've always been positive about things and trying to keep it to you as positive, you know, of where we're at and what we're doing and all like that. I've always tried to keep that before. All right? Now, and as I said, just for a second, we know that one day there's going to be a lot of trouble. We're promised that in the Bible. Well, are we looking for it as one whump, one time, you know? Or are we looking at it as coming on at different times and different stages? I've never looked for it all to just mound up at one time and bound down and it end out in a week and we're gone. Now, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong on that. But I've always looked at it as things are gradually going to get worse and worse and worse. All right? And as it does, then it's going to require you and me to be able to follow that day that we're living in, follow the time we're at, and look at what's taking place around the country. I was just thinking the other day about something. We listened to a tape, and Brother Brown said, look at all of this flourishing in the economy, you know, and the thing. And how the houses, building buildings and building stuff like that. I thought, well, I didn't know that was a sign of the end of the world. But that was what he was putting it. He was putting it into that basis of the upbeat of the economy. Well, see, you think the economy's in bad shape. It is. But they just made, or will make, the ruling that you can have zero financing. You know what that's for? Lose some money. And you know what it's going to do? It's going to lose some money. It's going to work. Because everybody's waiting on it, buy them a new home, buy this, and they wind up trying to get it for, you know. All right? But now listen. To me, I believe we're in the end of all things. I believe the Bible's right when it says the end of all things has come upon us. All right? But that should not make us afraid. We should, as I said, rejoice. Rejoice that we are the people that it has been chosen that the end has come upon. Amen. Now, that's something to me, is to think he chose us for the last. Well, you know, you can think what you want to. You always say the best to last. You know, I mean, if I'm eating banana pudding, I always try to push a little bit of the kind of juicy with the good bananas that are ripe. I kind of push that over in the bowl, and I'm going to eat that last because I don't like green bananas. I like good, juicy, dark-looking ones. All right? And see that? They say rotten, but that's all right. But now, you know, that's what I said. I'm not a doomsday, but I look at things straight. Do you realize of what has happened in the past 2 weeks, 3 weeks? Had you ever thought about this could be that away, or would ever be that away? No, we always had our ideas of saying, no, they can't do this. What I was telling my wife and him, I said, why don't some of these people just raise up and say, I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to shut my doors in time. I'm going to keep on running my business. Somebody is working and pulling some strings. Now, if you don't understand my language, that means ever who's in control is now coming into control. That's the only thing that I say to you about anything natural. Look at the way the world is happening. This is all over the world. This is not just the United States. It's all over the world. And you say, well, we don't know this, we don't know that. That's the point. What do you call that word? Propaganda. Propaganda was used in World War II, you know, by Hitler and them, which means sets up a blind, set up a this, just to get it to where that people don't know what they're doing. All right? If you don't see that in the world today, there's something wrong with you. One day we got plenty of this, and next day we ain't got nothing. Next day we're back to plenty again. We don't know what to do because it's all into the doings, and somebody's pulling the strings to make these things work. But it's not no problem to me about who's pulling the string because I know who's doing it. It's the devil. It's him and his ways. He's trying to force his entire thing upon us to bring us to the bases. And our biggest problem is voluntarily doing it. He is using it so sly until he's making us really volunteer our own selves to the point, you know, that we'll do what he says. And there's where the danger is at. Watch the stages of all of the trying to get you to volunteer. You know how that is. You ought to know. You get the phone call today, and what does it say? Send me your telephone number. If you don't send me your telephone number within 5 minutes from now, your Social Security number, if you don't send it in 5 minutes from now, I'm going to pull into your card and do this, that, and the other. Fear tactics. Trying to get you to volunteer. What's the best thing to do? Hang up the phone. All right. When I do, I look at the phone. I might hang up on some of y'all sometimes because I look at the phone, and if it ain't got human numbers, you know what I mean by that, if it's got all these other kind of numbers on, I just hang it up. Well, you know, I'm sorry if I hang up on you, but I may do that. But now listen. See, looking at the world of how it's doing, my whole point. See, you'd think that Brother Dale's going to give us the downside. No, I'm on the upside. You may not understand me in that. I know I'm crazy. You don't have to tell me. But I'm in the upside. It's always been that way with me since I come in this message and begin to see that prophet and what he was talking about. I've never had a downside of me in this message. Now, I've had a lot of downsides in me as human. Had a lot of problems. But not in this message. I look forward to day by day. I pray. My prayer is when I'm coming to church here or anywhere that I'm going, that prayer is God use that person tonight or today to speak to my heart. I'm hungry, Lord. I'm thirsty for you. Just let them give me one word. And I don't care. People go say, they'll say, I went to a service and I didn't get a thing out of it. Well, I've never went to a service I didn't get something out of it. Because even if they just say Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, I'm happy. I can agree with them on that. The rest might be that I don't agree at all. But yet I agree to that point of doing that. But you see, it's not something to look to the bad side. It's something to look to the to what to be expected. If the Bible is right, and we just read it, and don't you believe it? If the enemy, when he comes in, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God's already promised us that he's going to raise up a standard against these things. It's not a time to be down and out. It's a time to be rejoicing. See? Because we are the last day people. The end of all things has come upon us. All right? But now keep that in mind. Like I said, the message I was going to bring is still related to what we've been talking about. And to me, I rejoice in seeing that the day that we're living is here. Oh, my heart cries to the things that are happening naturally. Those people around the world are human beings. They're not just pieces of dog meat or something. Those are human beings. You know. They have little babies. They love those little babies. They're human beings. It ain't a bunch of dogs. See, anybody that's a Christian ought to have a joy in their heart for others and to help them any way in the world we could. And to see that, we ought to be willing to. Because it's meant for you and I to be that way. All right. Now, when all of this be coming out to the basis of saying, and the government, as at this moment, has not demanded, you hear the news and you say, oh, they're demanding that we do this. No, they're asking us. They're not demanding us. When you get a demand, you know it. When you get a demand, somebody's going to stand on your door. And he's going to be telling you what he wants you to hear. Or what else? You say, well, they can do that any minute now. If Brother Dick was here, he'd laugh about it. I believe it was Nixon, wouldn't it? He said he's going to declare martial law, back in his time. And the guy sitting there with him said, you better not do that. He said, well, I'm the president. I can do it. He said, yeah, but them people's got guns. Because under martial law, you have no rule. The law is the rule. And the law can be whatever the state of Georgia decides. Whatever it is, it's the law. Okay. But you see, we're not in that point of a demand. We're in a point of asking to volunteer. All right? So, I had made up my mind, was talking about it and meditating what to do and all. And I had made up my mind to comply with the, not the law, but the request. And that we was not going to have a services this coming Sunday. I had made up my mind of that. I didn't. Decided, and it was all put in there. And, and it may come to a time that we have to do on a volunteer. But we're going to watch very carefully between the much of a volunteer or a demand. See? Because under volunteer, you do have the right to volunteer about it, under demand. And it will come to that. I told my wife, I said, I wish I'd have died a long time ago. I didn't give her those exact words, but I said, I'd have been happy to have died a few years ago. You know why? Because I wouldn't have to face all this stuff. I'm serious. I'm serious about it. It'd been nice. But knowing that things are going to take place, but let's let them do what they're doing. Is there any problem with calling off services this coming Sunday? We're not going to, we'll get that and explain. But is there any problem to that? No, we're doing it because we're volunteering to do it. What if the city you was living in or the place you lived around, that they was trying to give you some rules about it? And you said, well, they can't rule my... And then about that time, everybody in the community you've got winds up with a disease. You'd be tickled to death to try to get somebody on your side. And somebody, the problems to try to get solved. If we could take off from having services for a month, there wouldn't be any problem with me for us to do that. Because we can do without it. We can do without coming here. The world is going to go to that system. All of you churches is setting it up and to make it to the basis that we can operate. And that's not hiding from the government. When it comes to the time of that, you'll be hunted. You'll be demanded at that point. But see, what's wrong with saying, okay, we'll just take off a couple of services. Maybe that'll take care of it. But see, our problem is one thing. Now, I've been at this for almost 50 years trying to preach to get you to see. And I said it then and I say it now. If we called off Sunday services, what are you going to do? Well, it'd be a good time for me to take the kids to. Uh-oh. You say, not exactly. See, if we're going to count it to be a volunteer basis of what we do, we'll at least have to be, to volunteer. And I intend to eventually preach on a little bit. And I had already laid out the point of asking you, say, well, here, listen to these two tapes Sunday. One in the morning, one in the evening. The unveiling of God. And then listen to the mighty God unveiled. And then we'll try to pick up a service and go on with that, And I still wish you would. I want you to, because we will eventually get to that. To the unveiling of God and see what it makes. And then get to the mighty God unveiled. And see what it gets to. We will do that because I had made those plans, those thoughts and ideas and parts in my mind to where that we would be able to do this and do that. And, but we wouldn't be just getting in a car and go riding down to the beach. Amen. Or going down to Walmart. You think it ain't serious, go right down to Commerce. We're down there today picking up something we had to for a little spray pump-up thing. And you can't find no place to go eat. Now, this thing's more serious than we think. I mean, it's serious for somebody. Because you think of all the billions of dollars that you lose in every day. And now he's saying he's going to give everybody $1,000. Of course, they say what it is. You got to figure out your income tax. When you get thrown your income tax, and you show your income tax that you spent so much, then that takes so much out, and you ain't gonna get the whole $1,000. But that's all right. But you see, they're doing what they can to try to pull out a natural economy, and blaming it on a disease in another country. And. I'm just reading in today's paper, they had this lady in Gainesville that she went to three different doctors. And each doctor was verifying that she had some things, but not enough to qualify her to be tested for this. And I can't even pronounce the drug, the disease. So they finally turned around and said she was guilty. She was tested as positive. But you know what, my point? How long has it been that we could have been positive? I've been coughing for 40 years. It's no joke. I've had a coughing problem for 40 years. I could count as being contagious, I guess, for a lot of things. But see, we think, now this is some kind of plague that Satan has thrown down. I was talking to Brother Ray about do it. See, as far as I know, Brother Brown never did preach sermons about the plagues and the vials and the things, but he did tell about them, in the message. He spoke of them and said he would kind of preach on it later, But my point is he never come out and said, this is it and this is that. Because of what I was telling him, that I think it's in the book of Revelations. It tells about a great catastrophe happening, and it names like 10,000 people. dying in this earthquake or something. It's a 10,001 earthquake. Then you turn around today and read in the newspaper, and what was it, a big old word, who can say that? Tsunami. Tsunami. 300,000 people. But you know what? That 300,000 people was not what the Bible was talking about. The Bible was talking about that 10,000 because it made the point. You understand what I mean? The Bible's got the answer. The Bible has got the point. The prophet told us things to look out for. Huh? Things of how it would come in and take over. But we also know that the Bible tells you how it's going to come. It's going to come in by what? Flattery. Brother Branham in the seal book says they're waiting on Satan's Superman. And he says, and they're getting him. He was talking about the Pope of Rome at that time. Go read your book. See, we've been told these things. We've known, we've talked about it. I stood right here and told you almost 50 years ago, and this man over here verifies it. You can't come in this city of Lula and put a church without being okayed by some church association that's already in the city. They won't let you. And he was assistant mayor. And he couldn't get it done. He had to come under another church, under another, to be able to come back to do that. We've not been blind. I've tried to keep you from being just totally blind. See? To see what we're doing on every hand. All right? Warning you. Watch out for these things. Oh, if you'd have seen that happened that time with me when that little black brother stayed over here in the woods and camped out for months and went to church and everything, would come here. And he would come to the altar every service and cry and plead for God to help him and to do things and just, you know, and apologize for the way his life that he couldn't bathe, he couldn't do. He was just so great. But to show you what God will do, I walked up to him one day and I said, "Brother, I said, something's telling me that you're a government agent that was sent in here to check us out." He never moved a muscle, frowned, or smiled, nothing. He just stood and looked at me. You know what I told him, man? I didn't get mad and holler and scream. You know what I told him? I said, "Do a good job." But I said, "Just tell the truth about us. Don't tell no lies on us. Just tell the truth about us." I followed the man where he went on down through into further in Georgia. One day I may meet that man face to face. That's no problem. I'm just telling you, God has told us personally, besides what the prophet has told us, what to do and what to look for. It's not something to come out here and scream and holler and to tell everyone. We ought to be rejoicing that God has thought enough of us to come among us to tell us things. Right. To warn us of the future. Right, tell us to watch these things. What did he say? What? Watch Russia. Watch Russia. Well, I wish you'd tell me this. And I hadn't done everything. Now, I don't check everything because I only read a little bit of the paper and things. But how come Russia's not being said very much about in this situation? You answer that one. They haven't been in the paper every day, Putin hollering and screaming about this and that and the other and telling us what's going on and the diseases. They've just been quiet. You see, church, we could be within just days of bringing all of these things to an end. But we could be within years of it. That's why we must not tie down to a point and holler and scream and say, "This is what it is. We're going to do it this way now. They ain't going to do it." See, because I thought, if I go to the church and tell them that we're going to cancel next Sunday service, a lot of them's going to say, "Oh, you chicken-hearted coward, why don't you stand up for what you believe and come right on and preach it?" That's what I'm doing. Exactly. What I'm doing is preaching it. You call it chicken hearted, you call it whatever. We should never in any way have any thoughts in our mind about those poor old people of the world today that are dying from all of these diseases. There ain't nothing we can do about it, but we could pray for them as well as we pray for others. Just remember one thing, because you're a Christian doesn't make you immune to sickness. No matter of fact, it opens it up. As a matter of fact, it makes it worse. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord leadeth out of them all. What do you expect it to be? You expect it to be that? No, but I know another part that goes with it. We can pray. I was talking to a sister the other day. I said, we got one option. She said, what? I said, one option. I said, we can pray.
Amen. Yeah.
Pray for those poor old people that are dying from these things. Brother Prakash invited me to come and kept on trying to get me to come. And I said, brother, I couldn't stand it. He said, well, I know you, and I know you couldn't. I couldn't stand to see all that death and dying on the streets and babies born on the streets and dying on the streets. I couldn't take it. What little bit I've seen in the world has been bad enough. But listen, we should be happy about these things and see it. And like I said, my plans was to do it. Was to just say, okay, you can think what you want to about me. We're going to comply with the government. We're not going to buckle down to government. We're going one week at a time or one day at a time. When they come and tell me that I can't preach the truth, you'll hear it. It may be the last one, but you'll hear it. See? That's what I'm saying. This hasn't turned out to be a religious situation yet. It's a natural situation. But it's exactly like all the others. It's to see what you can do with the people of the world. To me, that's what they're doing. They're seeing where you'll stand for what you believe or not. All right. But listen. I was planning on just canceling the service for the weekend. But I began to think about it. I said, all right. We can get around other things. And still it doesn't bother me as far as what I'm saying. Now listen to what I'm saying, all right? We will not have a Sunday service in this building Sunday. Now, I said a service. I didn't say we wouldn't be here preaching and send it out, because that's one option that we still have. So you may have to listen to the internet for a week or two. Because, see, church, this may be the fact, not just the end of the world, but it may be the fact that all of these things, the government's doing the best they can do. And if somebody ain't doing it, you tell me what's going on. When they can just close out a whole government. They've closed everything down. Look at the millions of billions of dollars that's being lost every day. Look at just these sports events that they've had to cancel because they're afraid it'll get started. Well, you realize we may have 100 people in America with a disease. But if that gets started, it can spread all over. You say, well, you don't talk like a Christian. I'm talking like what I think a Christian really is. A Christian should be one that would be concerned about everybody in the world. And be praying and thinking about these things. To me, that's a Christian. It ain't what I can get out here and holler, oh, the devil's doing it now. Boy, that Antichrist is coming down, and can't you just see him riding here? Can't you just see him riding there? You don't even know what the Antichrist is. Yeah. But listen. Well, what we're going to plan to do is plan to just have the minister being here and type the service. Put it on internet. It'll be up to you to listen. And it is mandatory that I make it this way to straighten, be right on all things. All who come and help in the services will do it on a volunteer basis. If you don't want to volunteer to come and help us do what little bit we have to do here to get it out, because they're even saying now that they're going to start riding by churches and places and taking down how many cars is there. They can do that real easy. They can do all kind of things. So we just try our best to just float with them. Go with them is what we can do. Let's see, what does the Bible say? Now, you may differ with me because it's in the Beatitudes, but it does, how does that state that, it flipped in my mind. It's talking about in the Beatitudes, you know, be your attitude, but then it says all at once and puts in a little insert and it says, agree with your adversary quickly. Right? Unless he take you to the law and you not be able to come out. Well, is that God telling you to agree with your adversary? To the point of your adversary says it's a trinity. So we've got to agree with the law. It says it's a trinity. We say it's a trinity. Now, come on. I'm going to take a few minutes to say something. Or remember what Martin Luther said? He said, we'll do everything we can. We'll do everything. We will not in any way harm or try to stop this or anything. But let me ask you a question. That was natural things he was doing because of a natural disaster that was going on in his land. Did he go that day and preach against the Catholic Church? I'd say he did. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you think he went on over and preached against the Catholic Church that very day that he was up there standing up for people and declaring that he was going to try to help them and do the best that he could do? Because he's human. We're not giving in to the devil. We just use him. What's wrong with using him? He gave us the internet. We use the internet. We can touch the world with these messages. The world now, around the world, has heard the word of God. Listen, you realize that by Brother Branham's message being on the internet, the world has heard that message? What a glorious day. What a glorious time when I asked a brother, I said, do you think your dad ever thought that his message would go around the world on a little bitty player that you could plug up out in the jungles and get a solar power and Brother Branham's message could go forth to all the world? He said, I don't know. So you think about it. This message has went around the world. Well, what does the Bible say about it? Paraphrasing it, but what is it? Something about when it gets to that point that it's reached the world, then the end will come. Well, what do we think? We're supposed to be here. Hey, I'm tired of being here. You know? In a few days, I'm going to be 80 years old. I'm going to have an excuse for coughing. You know, I hope it ain't to cough. Wrong way to spell that word. But I'm just serious about it, church. Are we facing these things in the right order to see what we would do or where we're at? We're not guaranteed that diseases and things. It's not a great thing put over us. Now, wait a minute. You say, well, I can quote Brother Branham. We'll quote. I'll quote with you, so go ahead now. So you're running aground. Do it both ways. We do have a covering over us that keeps us safe in the time of sicknesses. So don't misunderstand my words of saying it. But you know, at the same time, we can be sick. The same Lord Jesus that was the God of the healer, you know, he was the healer himself. He was sick. See? Get it right. See, put it in the right order. But put it in there to be happy about it and get it to where we can look down and see, hey, we're at the end. We're at the end of this thing. If it's another 20 years, what? If it's another 100 years, all right, so what? Sister Cleta and I are going to be getting pretty old about that time, but that's, you know, we're going to make it. We made it so far. I thank God every day for my health. That old doctor, you ought to see him. When I looked, I was talking to him in there, I said, and the nurse, I said, especially to the nurse, he was over here doing the shoulder, and I said, do you realize that I'm nearly 80 years old? And I said, I've had one operation. Now, I've had gum surgery. You don't have to be cut and pull the tooth out or sewed up. But I'm talking about something. They took a gland out right there. I've never been offered, never had no broken bones, never had no. You think I don't value God and His healings? But I like what Brother John Martin said about it one time. He said, we don't have to wait till we get sick to pray. You know, that's pretty well the way we are, right? Well, pray for me, I'm sick. Well, why didn't you pray yesterday before you got sick?
Yes, sir.
Well, Brother Dale, you're silly. Not silly, but it's truth. I don't have to wait. I can thank Him for healing me and me not even sick. Well, there ain't no need me praying if it's that way. Well, just go ahead. You don't understand what I'm talking about. I'm talking about an all-knowing God that is taking care of His bride. Covering His bride with the blood. But at the same time, we're human beings that have sicknesses and heartaches and troubles. No, because we're human beings. So you see what we're going to do? We're just going to switch things around a little bit. And we'll have Sunday services. You can be able to view it at home on your internet. And to you that don't have the internet, we will copy the services back here on the other, the MP3 or what you call it, part of it. And you can listen to the services. Nobody's going to be cut out. It will be left for everybody. But that way we can be saying, if the government comes along and says, look, well, hey, we're doing what you're saying. Then when they say you can't do that, we may have to argue with them. That's all right. It'll be all right. See? So just remember the internet service will be doing that. Wade, and I'll take probably the morning service. Wade will take the evening service. We'll have the internet services, and it'll be just like you're sitting here. Thank God for the ability. We have the ability to bypass all of these things. Satan and all his smartness, he just messed up and putting it in the wrong hands. Now we can do what we need to do with it and do it. Church, do you understand what I'm talking about? See, I'm trying to get you to see that this is a worldwide event. This is just not a Hall County situation. And a worldwide event of sickness all over the world of one thing. Sure, we know that we've had those diseases and things, but it's like I was trying to tell you, not about the swine flu of what Obama's day, but way on back they had a time back there that they lost, I forgot how many hundreds of millions of people in one thing. There in where Brother Quinn comes from, they died from a potato blight and just died all over. Well, you compare 100 years ago, and if you lost 100 million people, but you compare that with today, when you only had maybe 1 billion back then, now you have 7 to 10 billion people. If you lost 1 billion people to one of these germs, that wouldn't even be a hard drop in the bucket. See? And see, this is the odd thing to me that it's doing. It's just not just one place. It's all over. It's all over the world. It's gaining. Well, it's either one or two things. Something man-made has brought these things to pass. Or it is some of the plagues and things of the Bible that it's speaking of. Either way, it's the same situation, the same end to it. We don't throw up our hands and quit. I didn't come into this to quit. It didn't scare me when they said, well, we're going to do it, because it just kept coming more and more and more. It didn't scare me for them to say that we want you to do this and that, knowing that eventually they can demand. You say, oh, no, we're in America. Hey, I've got a bunch of stock in Brooklyn Bridge. I want to sell it. Ain't you dumb enough to buy it? He said, what do you mean? That's what I mean by our dumbness. Don't think we're in America. Don't think we're in America protected by American laws. We have no American laws. The laws ain't going to help you. It's going to help the one that tells what to do. And they can take that and use it. I do believe this is the beginning of the final end of pushing. How long? That ain't got nothing to do with it. We could be here 100 years. That ain't got nothing to do with it. And if I lived that long, I pray God I still had enough voice. If I could live to be that old, that I'd have enough voice to still scream out and say, Jesus Christ is here. Living in the hearts of the people, getting us ready to get out of this situation. And that he will bring us through. Why? Because he promised it. I'd rather have God's promises than everything else you can give me. Just give me his promises. He promised it. Promised us all of these things. I don't consider this to be the end of the world. It could be. I repeat, I will try my best to help do anything I can to try to help anything. If somebody come in this building sick, I would do the best I could to help those people. I made myself clear back under and said it, but it was too clear, I guess, and I want to just make that statement right now of what I'm doing. I left it back under years ago and made a statement. I said, if you're sick, come on to church. Well, you know, it kind of got mixed up a little bit. Because I never meant if you got 105 degree temperature, come to church. But I do say it like this. If you got 110 degree temperature, call us up. I'll meet you anywhere in any of this building or whatever, and I'll go pray with you about that child or person or whatever. I would not back down from that because of some sickness to think it would be up on me. No, because I want to help you. You have a sickness, call us. Let us know and say, I'm on the way to church. Told them at home one time, and we was taking the kids to, I think it was the time Wade, we carried him to the doctor, I'm not certain, but anyhow, we wound up, and they said, where are you going? I said, well, we're going to church and pray, and then we're going to the doctor. Well, see, that's what a lot of people, well, if you're going to pray, why are you going to the doctor? Because I'm sick. Yeah, right. Is there any problems? You know. Is anything wrong with the fact of you being sick and ask for the doctor to help you? You might wind up like we did with Wade one time when we carried him in. He had bad tonsil things, and it was just, oh, man, and he'd run 105 degrees. And Brother Tatum and us, we took him to the doctor, called him. That was in days that the doctor would meet you at the office, you know, and that old doctor would come in. And about the time he opened the door for us to walk in, here comes Wade, and he was at that high temperature. And he just plastered that whole building inside from vomiting. You know what the doctor said? He said, take him back home. He'll be all right now. And just lie. I said, doctor, at least let us do something, you know, or let us pay for all that. He said, I got a cleaner for that. You know. But you see, we think a lot of times sickness is, you know, you listen to Brother Branham when he'll say, look at that child. He said, yeah, that old demon said he's getting it out of there. But you see, we look at things in the wrong direction, and that's what I'm saying and trying to get us to not do in this, is to not look at it in the wrong direction to think, hey, the end is here, and what do we do? I'm scared. Well, get rid of that. Get rid of the fear. That's the point I'm preaching. Reason, instead of just going over it and telling you this, I'm preaching for one thing. What? When the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard. So let's believe in him. And keep calling upon him to help us and guide us. Why can't we? Can you be happy when you're sick? I just got out of we'd left the Baptist church, and I had a real bad sickness, and the brother that used to go to church there with us, he come to see me. And we got sitting there talking, and I was sick. But in a little bit, I got talking, I got out of that, you know, and I got to talking to him about the Lord, and after a while he said, "I thought you were sick." Well, see, I got on a different side. I got over on the side of the healer, and I was being happy about it. It didn't matter how much I had to say I was sick. I was glad to talk to him about the Lord. Do you understand what I'm trying to get? We should be happy instead of anything to think about being down and out. But as I said a while ago, what do we do? Now, what are you going to do? We're going to have maybe Sunday you have an opportunity. What are you going to do? See, you're going to prove what you are.
That's right.
Oh. Brother Dale, don't talk like that. We're going to prove what we are. So let's see what takes place. You get an opportunity to not have to come to church. You're signed out. Everything's okay. You'll not be docked today at all. But what we do with the rest of it is going to prove a lot of things. See, I want to do everything. I would go right now. That wouldn't be no problem with me. And you know me well enough to know if I say it, I mean it. I'd go to these countries right now. It wouldn't be bothering me whatsoever.
Amen.
To just leave and go if I could help them. If I knew I could do something to help them. Because that's poor old human beings. Pray that God will remove these things.
Amen.
That whatever it is, he'll get it over with.
That's right. Yep.
That he'll finish it up, whatever the plague is or whatever the thing is. If he's brought it or if it's the devil to bring it, whatever it is. Pray that God will get it all worked out and get it into the right order.
Amen.
And we'll be praying for other people.
Yes.
You mean you pray for people? What's the problem? What's the trouble? Why can't you pray for somebody else? You mean you wouldn't pray for the Pope of Rome? I'd pray for him just as quick as I would anybody else. Because he's a human being. See? That's where we've got the idea. The message people has got the idea that we are a special set-aside group and none of these things is supposed to be bothering us. Hey, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord leadeth out of them all. We sit down lazily and just accept what he's doing. Hey, I'm fighting. I don't go down. Like I said, I went to the doctor there and they operated on my shoulder, you know, and come out and give me a good clean bill of health out of everything and said what they had done. Well, I didn't go home and lay down. I done laid long enough.
Yeah.
I was tired.
Yeah.
I was tired from laying.
Yeah.
I'd get up and lay down. I'd go to bed. I'd get up and lay down. But I thank God I took one pain pill. And I didn't need it. I didn't need it. Never took no more. You said, would it hurt? A little bit. That's according to what you call a little bit. Because yesterday afternoon, I was just so tired of doing it. I said, Mama waited, been with us, took us to town. And we hadn't been to the bank, you know, and to doing the things. I said, let's go to the bank, do some banking, get out. I didn't intend to go walking through Walmart. Because that's my point of what I'm saying. We say, oh, we're sick, you know, we're this, but we're going to Walmart. Well, now, you might go to Walmart and get what you want. And it might not be in a bag. But I told her, I said, let's go. She said, you wanting to get out? And she said, yeah. So when I got back, I got a change. I had to sneak around a little bit because she's sitting in the window watching. So I sneak out, and I get my Polaris, and we was putting some barbed wire on the inside of a wooden fence, and big old strong barbed wire. And I got over and put that barbed wire up. It went a little while. Here come the other Polaris. What are you doing over here? I'm working. Because that's just me. I can't lay down. And I certainly ain't going to lay down in the gospel. I'm going to stand up and fight for everything I've got. And that's what we all should do. Praise God for what He has given us. Do you thank Him for the word that you've heard? I do every day. I walk through the house saying, Lord, thank you. You could reveal this to somebody else. Yeah. Right? You could reveal this to somebody else. They could be, and I do. I want Him to reveal it to somebody else. I'm trying to get Him to reveal it to somebody else. But I don't want Him to bypass me either. I want Him to open that word to where that I can see. And what am I going to see when I open the word? The prophet said, when the bride realizes what she's here for, I'm paraphrasing it. You know, he said, she'll be an invincible army. You say, well, we're not an invincible. Well, then we're not doing it correctly. We're not facing it with an attitude of, hey, not that I'm sick. Help me, I'm sick. Ain't nothing wrong with being sick. Now, when you're sick, you're sick. But now when you make yourself sick, you know yourself. You call me up anytime you want to. What does it say? How you doing, Brother Dale? Wonderful. Oh, I'm dying. I'm laying here hurting like everything. But I'm feeling wonderful because I'm in Christ Jesus. I've got an opportunity to see God move in mysterious ways and to see things take place. Why wouldn't I be happy? You understand? I hope you get what I'm talking about. I hope you understand the things that I've tried to bring to say, and not trying to do to say anybody else that's not here tonight, you know, they didn't believe. I ain't saying that. I'll tell you one thing about it. There's about 60 in here that came when I told no one that we wouldn't go and have services or nothing. I didn't talk to nobody about it. But nobody didn't call me and say, we're going to have services. You came. Okay? Let's take that and go on. We came. We came to let the people know where we stand. Not that we're so mean and arrogant about this. No, no, we're trying our best to help others too. But to be a human being and be right is our joy. Come on, musician. It's our joy, our thoughts, our ideas, our ways to be a Christian. Amen. And to just let Him take care of things. Let Him guide us through these things. He will. He ain't failed us yet. Like I told you about the man that I believe God told me to tell that man, said, the government, you're a government man. Well, my Lord, he was a whole lot more of a Christian action of a man than I'd ever thought about in my life. But I believe God told me. I told you, I said, they got in this door right here. But I said, you know what? I'm not going to look around. I ain't searching over the building for bugs. I said, I want them to find it. I want them to be here. I want them to hear the gospel. Wouldn't it be something with a crazy bunch of nuts like we are, and you was having to sit there and listen hour after hour every day to services and trying to pick out some kind of a way? After a while, I'd just quit my job. That'd be the best way to say it. Because it'd be crazy. But see, He's God, and He'll never change. So let's serve Him that way. He's always been that way. He's always come on the scene when we ask for Him. He's always guided us. Let's stand. What we got, brother?
I bless your name, page 48.
Just remember now, check the internet. Bless you. Sunday services will be on the internet, Lord willing. Well, God has put us with a wonderful situation.
With pleading tied, Paul and Silas prayed at night, and in their pain began to sing.
What about it? You love it? Not down and out about the hour, but happy. Time.
I bless your name.
We are the chosen people.
I bless your name.
God chose us for the life.
I give you all.
You put your fastest runner in the greater ability than we're right into life. He saved the best of the life. He's got you and me ready. All we gotta do is just say, God help us.
I bless your name.
Anybody have a name?
I bless your name. Some midnight hour,
when
you should cry.
What about it?
You're
in a prayer. You ever get down and out? Won't you try? I've told you before, I'm up a lot of nights, 6, 8 more times at all in the night. I get up and I walk through the house. And I call your name. And I call out to God to be with all of us. I go back and lay down and go back to sleep. An hour later, I'm up again. I don't want you to pray for that to quit. That ain't really enough time telling you. I want you to pray that it keeps working. But I know what he's doing. You get somebody on your heart, get down on your knees. Start praying for that person. Hold them up before God. Don't stop just with a 5-minute prayer. Just keep praying. Go back and pray again.
We bless your name. We give me honor. Give me praise.
We have been told what would happen in this end time. We're not looking for some King Kong beast to go walking across the earth.
We bless your name.
We're looking for the enemy to raise up right among us. If you're wondering what I'm looking for, I'm looking for the enemy to the bride of Jesus Christ. The best place for him to be is raised right up among us and do all he can to try to turn it. But I'll tell you one thing, he ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work. Oh, yeah, he can make us. We may lose a battle, but we ain't going to lose a war. It's already over with. It's finished. It's already done. Just think about him. Pray one for another. Remember, the service is in our Sunday. Just pray the Lord would bless. We'll announce from what are we doing from there on to Wednesday after we see what takes place. And we'll just move day by day. Because I'm hoping they get this all straightened out, you know, and everything. But I just don't see much to how they could do it. I mean, you realize right now that if you took down all of these things they've already brought up, it'd take you the rest of this week to get the schools ready. You're just out of school. Yeah. So it don't look like it's going to get over with real quick. Well, let's don't miss the opportunity to find Jesus Christ right in the midst of trouble and pray. Lord Jesus, we tried to write down a few things to say. I'm sorry, we should have went by that, I guess. But we can't do it. But we just ask you to help us. We're not a bunch of people trying to be some kind of an oddball. We're just born oddballs. That's what we are. We're just that to start with. And we're not trying to force this, that, or the other, or saying they're doing this, that, or what to us. No. Because if they are, it's for our benefit. It's for our benefit if you're letting these things come. Because we need to just walk in you. And Father, be with the people on the way home. Take care of everybody. Give a safe journey. Thank you for your love and your grace. And guide us in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed.